Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, February 24th, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. 7 years ago, middle school teacher Laura Davies brought three of her students into the studio to speak on the show. They were preparing persuasive speeches back then. Well, these fifth graders have grown and are in their last year of school, and they're back on the show. We have seniors Paige Hoyt, Christina Johnson, and Ben Hauser here to reflect over the last 7 years, and we'll hear what their plans are after graduation. You can call in to ask a question or leave a comment. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hi, everybody. How are you all today?
Great.
Great.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in. So we're going to start with Miss Davies, the teacher. How do you feel and what are your thoughts watching your students grow up every time, you know, you've had many students?
Okay. Well, my thoughts are I'm very proud of them. That's the most obvious thing. And I would say that a lot of teachers would say the same thing. And I think we're very unique in Wrangell. Because we get to be involved in their lives for many years. So they started out in fifth grade, and then I got to teach them in middle school as well, in seventh and eighth. And then I'm a little bit far removed from them in high school. Christina is in my class, and Ben did run cross country with me. But the other teachers are really, the high school teachers are the ones like impacting them right now. But the cool thing about living in Wrangell is you still get to be involved with them. So Paige will come and ask me to borrow camera parts and we talk about photography. And so because of that close relationship, you get to see the growth. And the thing that excites me the most is about these three is they got picked to be on the radio. Like, it was an honor when they were in fifth grade because they were the hardest working, most motivated. Their speeches were really well done. And I could say that about them right now. Seniors are really motivated this year and for when they leave Wrangell. And so that's what I'm like super proud about, seeing that drive, the determination and the work ethic more than anything.
Did you pick the students in fifth grade when they were in fifth grade?
Yes, okay. I did pick them. And so Talk on the Rock was like, I don't remember students being on the radio back then, but I might not have been paying attention. And so I saw June. So shout out to June, and said, "Kid, like, the students get on." And so that's how they got this opportunity to say their speech. And do you guys remember? Did you like try out or anything? I think it was they were the most ready. They had rehearsed and written their speeches, and so they got selected. And I was trying to make it like this huge honor. And then the next year I had plans to do the same thing, but COVID happened. Okay. And then I moved to the middle school.
Wait, so June selected the students?
No, I did. Campaigned to June to like get students on the radio, and this is what we came up with.
Okay, awesome. So we're going to go back 7 years ago when you all were on the show. Do you remember? Okay, we're going to start with Christina. So we'll move the mic here. Do you remember what your speech was?
Yes, my speech was about good sportsmanship. Particularly like reflecting off of swimming.
Yeah. I'm going to play you back then, just a little snippet. So this is part of it.
Here are some facts about my experiences with good sportsmanship. Whenever I go to race my events, I always say good luck to the people next to me. I also congratulate the swimmers that finished the race with me. I respect my coaches, timers, and officials during a meet. Once I was told that my position on the starter block wasn't right. Instead of being mean to the official, I did what she told me.
Okay. So apparently when my mic is on, nobody could hear. So Christina couldn't hear herself, unfortunately. But basically, do you still consider yourself a good sportsman?
Yes.
Okay, good. And you were swimming back then, and now you play volleyball and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still swim?
Not competitively anymore, but I do enjoy swimming on my free time. Like, I just love being in the water.
Yeah. And just like, what, a month ago, you were on the show. I interviewed you for the volleyball team.
Yeah.
Right? Volleyball.
Yeah. Or it
no,
was
basketball.
Basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was basketball. how's the team now?
So we have our last conference games this weekend against Petersburg. So it really, our seeding depends on how we do against them this weekend. But we're super pumped to go into regions and play hard, play well. So
awesome. Well, good luck to that. And Miss Stevie's told me you're taking a CNA course right now. How is that going?
It's good. We're doing clinicals and we should be done with the class here pretty soon, in about a month or two.
It's offered at the school?
So CERCH offers it to seniors, and we have 4 people doing it right now.
Yeah, yeah. And so you want to be a nurse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what are your plans then for after graduation?
I'm going to go to Northern Arizona University and to major in nursing. And then I am looking into coming back here for a few years to work for CERCH.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is there a specific type of nursing you want to do?
Right now I'm looking into travel nursing. I think that would be cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what inspired you to be a nurse?
I have a couple relatives in the healthcare field. One of my cousins is a travel nurse, and so she has a lot of experience, and just talking to her a lot about it really inspired me to look more into it.
Yeah. Is there any specific place you want to be at as a travel nurse?
Not really. I feel like I do want to spend a lot of time in Arizona, because that is where I see myself living in the future. But, you know, I'd like to check out a lot of the states.
Yeah. So. Awesome. Well, good luck for you. Yeah. So the next person who's going to be on air is Paige Hoyt. Paige, do you remember what your speech was 7 years ago?
I did just re-listen to it, actually, and it was about, like, waste in America and how to help that and stuff, I remember, kind of. Like, yeah. Food waste and water waste and homeless situations.
Yeah, definitely. I wrote all that down because I just listened to everyone. And also, you mentioned how some people take things for granted. So, excuse me, I'm just reading this. Okay, so I'm going to play your piece. Okay. 1 second. Hopefully you'll hear this now.
A few ideas I have to help support these problems are to, 1, not take as long of showers, 2, make sure the faucet is off before you walk away, 3, only get as much food as you need, and 4, try not to ever take things for granted.
Those were ways that to curb, you know, homelessness and water waste and food waste. How do you feel about those ideas right now?
I think, yeah, they're still relevant to today's society and taking things for granted. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when you all were on the show, Keely was the host, even though it was June's show. And she asked you, and I was wondering this, what inspired you to take on the topic? And I'm going to play your answer again.
Well, I know that a lot of people take things for granted and they don't really realize it, like sleeping in a bed or something.
Yeah.
Or like when their parents put food on their table.
Yeah. Great job. I learned a lot from your speech.
How do you now think people take things for granted?
I do think, I mean, just as myself and my peers and people grow and age, they learn to account for things more and realize how really they do receive a lot of things that probably other kids don't receive. So I do think as people grow and learn new things, that's gotten better.
Yeah, definitely. And so now you're a photographer. Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing that?
For like my own photography, since about, I want to say, I got my own camera in June maybe August. So I've been doing my own sort of stuff for that. But, I mean, I've been, like, in photography and yearbook classes my, like, freshman and sophomore years of high school, I believe. But, yeah, I've been doing it for myself since about August. And I've been working for the Sentinel, taking some sports photography photos and writing for them since September last year.
Awesome. That's great. And so will you talk a little bit about your own photography?
It started with, like, sports photography just because I've played sports and I like photography. So I was like, oh, might as well combine them. But I started, like, taking my camera to volleyball trips and, like, tournaments and taking photos and editing them. And I took some senior portraits for, like, Shaylin Nelson and them. I just kind of do whatever I can find, really.
Yeah. And how do you see yourself in the photography?
So I do hope to go to college for sports photography or some type of sports, like media, journalism, some type of that. So that definitely is one way.
Really, really cool. And do you plan on playing sports after graduation?
Probably not playing sports.
Okay. Yeah. And right now, what do you do for sports?
I do volleyball and cheerleading.
Okay, great. And what do you have plans for a certain school that you're?
I'm thinking probably Gonzaga right now is my top school.
Okay, awesome. Well, good luck to you as well. So Ben, it is your turn. Let's bring this mic to you. Do you remember what your speech was?
Yeah, my speech was about outdoor activities, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
And I'd still say that's pretty relevant.
Yeah. I'm going to play a clip of that.
Exercise helps people with their mental health and their physical health, but you can also just spend time with your awesome family and friends. I went up the river 7 months ago all the way to Canada, 80 miles up the river. When I first went up, I wasn't very knowledgeable about the river. When I got back, I knew a lot about the river, and I was strong, and I was very knowledgeable about the river, thanks to Dave Rack.
Do you remember that trip?
Oh, yeah, and since then, I have been up the river again, so.
How many times?
Doing the same trip.
Oh,
so
really?
I've done the same trip twice.
Was that going to Telegraph?
First time, I went just below Telegraph and traveled down the river with Dave Rack, and then the second time, I went all the way to Telegraph and all the way back down.
Wow. Will you just share a little bit of that experience?
I'd say it's really fun. The first time I did it in a canoe and the second time I did it in a kayak. And it's just, there's lots, the climate changes. You go from Southeast Alaska weather straight to like desert climate. Like you almost seem like you'd see elk and there's canyons and orange rock and different types of trees. It's just, it's a great experience. And to go up with elderly people and some other young people, you get to experience a lot of things that you don't always experience. And
yeah,
seeing glaciers, and I even swam in a glacier there while I was up there the second time. That was pretty fun.
When did you go the second time?
Second time I went, I would have been 16, so I think I went in 2024.
Okay, and so you're 18 right now. Yeah, I definitely want to do that trip too. It sounds amazing. So you mentioned exercise in your persuasive speech and how it helps with your mental health. And you're I know you're a basketball player and you're a cross country runner. How else do you exercise?
Well, I would say, I don't know if my school would speak for me, but I'm probably one of the most outdoorsy people in the entire school. I hunt, fish, trap, wrestle, cross country, baseball, basketball, pretty much do everything I can to be outside or be doing a sport. So I just think exercise is probably the best thing to stay healthy and make friends and get to know people that you might not always meet doing anything else. And it's just a really good thing to do to stay active and keep yourself going.
Definitely. And you also mentioned when you were a fifth grader that it helps lessen your anger. And I am going to play that clip.
If you exercise, you can have a lot of fun. If you are mad at your little brother, like I sometimes am, you can run your anger out of your body and clear your mind. You can be more energetic and happier if you exercise. If you are sad or mad, you can go on a family campout. You'll have fun for sure.
What are your thoughts now?
I still sometimes get mad at my brother, but I would say exercise definitely could help with that. Maybe some avoidance tactics or working together. I mean, this weekend I got to play with my brother on the basketball court for the first time in my high school career, and I had to push him away at one point to get the ball away from him, but we did get him a shot, and he almost made it right in the final seconds. But it's pretty fun to be able to grow up with him and see him grow and see us just kind of grow as a team and family and community.
Yeah, awesome. And you welded a boat recently. Will you talk about that?
I would say my boat is probably one of the biggest projects I've taken on in my high school career. I started just with the concrete ground, and I had to build the cradle, and then started with the boat in my beginning of my junior year. And my teacher, Winston, who is Miss Davies' husband, who's kind of took on Miss Davies' part, and she doesn't say that we don't hang out that much, but she'll walk into her garage and I'll be standing there skinning animals with her husband and doing all kinds of random stuff. So right, pretty tight-knit community, but he was getting mad at me because I wasn't finishing my boat. And then fortunately, I broke my arm in the middle of my junior year, and then I wasn't able to do any more sports, so I had so much more time to work on the boat one-armed. And then I kind of pushed out most of the boat and almost finished it by the end of my junior year. And then I came back my senior year and I just finished it off here at the, like, 2 weeks ago.
Amazing. Congratulations. What kind of boat is it?
It's a 18-foot aluminum jet scow.
Really cool. Did you take it out yet?
The night I finished it, I took it out of the harbor just to test it out. And it's fast enough for me.
That's really, really cool. Miss Davies also said you're interested in subsistence advocacy at the state and federal level. Will you talk about that?
Last year, about May, April, May time, I went to the Federal Subsistence Board with Winston and Jackson Carney, and we listened in on all the subsistence regulations in Alaska, and it's just very interesting to see, because subsistence and hunting and fishing regulations are kind of the factor, hunting and fishing, they're key to everything. If we don't have subsistence fishing, we can't go get sockeye from Mill Creek. We can't do a lot of different things. And so I like advocating for Southeast to keep our regulations and to allow people in the future to keep fishing and hunting and doing the things I love to do today.
Yeah. Do you see yourself doing that far in the future too?
I'm planning to go to Kings Point Merchant Marine Academy, so I'll be gone for a little while, but I do hope to be able to come back and help wrangle and all of Alaska and all our rural communities, and maybe I'll be able to sit on a board one day like Jim Baichtal or Winston on our rack and be able to help all of Alaska.
Yeah. And so I was going to ask about your plans after graduation. You and I talked. I still have to put together that story. But did you get accepted to the academy?
I still haven't been accepted, but my application is under review, so they're looking at it as of now. And I just made my last appointment to go do a medical exam, which after I do that, then I'll be done with the whole application, and then they just have to review and accept me.
And then you'll find out probably in a couple months?
Yeah, hopefully hopefully sooner than later, mm-hmm. I'll know that I'm in, which they'll mark me as waitlisted or accepted other than I don't have my medical part. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and you also told me you do have backup plans too, which are one of the three other schools that you were accepted into. Which, mm-hmm. What are those schools?
Montana State is probably my second option. I have talked to them, and I was accepted there. And then I also got accepted to NAU and University of Fairbanks.
Awesome. Congratulations. So I have a question for each of you. We'll start with Ben because you're already at the mic. What has your senior thesis been?
I'd say senior year is a year of senioritis and wanting to get out while also being able to do the things you want. And I don't know, even if it is senioritis that you want to get out, I feel like I'm still a little bit sad that I got to leave and can't hang out with my friends and have to do adult things. But it's been a fun ride, and I hope everybody gets to experience what I've experienced and move on to the next chapter, I guess.
Yeah, and you did work, you did do a senior project too, right? What was, or are you still doing that?
My senior project is working on a fish incubator with the fifth grade class, which the has been in the newspaper, and it's still undergoing. I started it in September, and I won't be finished until probably April-ish. Okay. So.
Awesome. Well, good luck with everything. And then, Paige, how do you feel about leaving?
About leaving Wrangell?
Yeah.
I pretty much, since really middle school, I've kind of wanted to leave Wrangell. And I think all my peers know that. But senior year especially, I've been really excited to, like, actually be able to take that next step and go discover new things and go to new places and meet tons of new people. So that's really what I'm most excited for, and go to college and learn tons of new things and expand my learning and all that type of stuff.
Yeah. And what has your senior project?
So I started and coached a middle school cheer team, because I really love cheer. I'm captain this year of my team. I'm something I'm really passionate about. And we didn't have, I mean, most sports like basketball, wrestling, all that you can do pretty much from like peewee level up. But cheerleading is like solely a high school thing. And I was like, well, why don't we bring this down and start getting these kids this opportunity earlier? And then not only to give them another opportunity, but also to improve their level when they get to the high school level. And I think it'll just be that extra step to help improve our sports years down the line.
Yeah, definitely. And Christina, how do you feel about moving on?
I'm super anxious to leave. You know, there's that balance of excitement, and it's a little nerve-wracking to, you know, graduate and just move on to your next chapter. But I'm super excited to go down south. I plan on coming back here for the summers and working as a CNA, so I'll be able to come back to Wrangell, and that'll be super exciting too.
And what's your senior project been?
So I haven't started it yet, but I am starting it up next month, and that's going to be working with the middle school volleyball team and holding a setter's clinic too, because I was a setter in high school, so we're going to try to pick out some good options to take my spot. So yeah,
really awesome. Okay, so all of you, the best of luck, congratulations, and yeah, the world is gonna open up for you. Do any of you have any last things to say? Ben,
if you're a fifth grader, don't take your career as for granted. Have fun and keep going, and don't give up.
Yeah. Anything else for anyone? From anyone?
I would say, just especially for the younger generation, like, kind of what Ben said, like, keep your sights open to everything. Don't, like, sell yourself short. Don't, like, even if you're set on, like, one plan, I mean, I'm sure they're younger, they don't, like, but if, like, you know, you have one vision for yourself, still keep other doors open for you to venture through.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. And Christina?
I would say also to any fifth graders, you know, stress can take over, and just be sure to have fun and, you know, kind of live in the moment sometimes. Like, yes, think about your future, but don't get too stressed out about it.
Yeah, that's all really good advice. Thanks for coming in, and it was great to, like, go back down memory lane for all of you.